Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. ...8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. with you. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Halfager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, we got a big day around here at the studios. What's Mother Nature going to be giving us for a backdrop?
Yeah.
Oh, big day, huh? Well, yeah. She's in love with you. She's going to take care of you today, but good thing you didn't schedule it for tomorrow.
Yes. We look very smart right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So beautiful sunshine to start the day. Some patchy fog still in some places, but that'll quickly leave. Otherwise, highs soaring to 85 degrees, so very summery, warm. But we are going to see some clouds increasing throughout the afternoon. So it will eventually get cloudy by tonight. That's, of course, as the big system starts to push in towards us. It looks like rain moving in for our area probably after midnight, waking up to some heavy downpours. Again, we could see 1 to 3 inches of total rain by the time the system leaves. It's going to be hanging out with us tomorrow, Friday, and maybe still spitting some showers on Saturday.
All right.
Got the lawns in yesterday. I feel so good about that right now.
There you
got
go.
It all out of the way. Feels really good. And it'll be nice to have that rain late tonight. Sounds nice if that happens. Brittany, we appreciate you. Have the best of days. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You too.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning right in this time slot.
Yeah.
Seth and I got a fun day ahead, a busy day ahead.
Oh my goodness, we have a busy day.
Very, very busy day ahead. We not only have a busy couple of hours here with you, everybody, where we're going to have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in just a little bit. We'll also get into the idea of, where is this? Yes, someone turned a leaky fire hydrant into a goldfish pond. And it caused some drama. We're going to talk about that. We also have got some great entertainment news for you. We're going to talk about some new Disney legends that were added.
Okay.
Katy Perry is in trouble. Some local theater going on. And a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, Seth, pop culture facts from the 90s you might not know.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect for us, man.
Yes,
it's perfect.
This is right up our alley.
Right
like they wrote it specifically for us.
Exactly.
Two places I want to start in our opening monologue. First up, a gigantic thank you and a tip of the hat to our Civic Media News team.
Yes.
Got to listen to a bunch of the coverage last night. Fantastic job by everybody. A special shout out to our own Melissa Kay and the hard work that she did there, getting us informed, keeping us informed, and the data that was, you know, how quickly they were able to flip those things and get those numbers to us and everything and those results to us. Because I feel like it was before, it was almost 9 o'clock by the, and I knew things already.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Know?
Yeah,
And that doesn't happen without our poll workers out there.
100%.
I want to send a gigantic, even bigger thank you to our poll workers out there. And if y'all don't mind, a special shout out to my oldest, my daughter Bria, who she has announced. I can talk about this now. I am so glad to be able to talk about this now. I just
realized
that
it's been
killing him. Oh my God! I just realized I could talk about it now. My little girl's pregnant.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, my Bria's pregnant. Yeah. I'm going to be a papa. I am so excited. Man, I am so excited. I can't believe I just got the chance. I just realized I could talk about it.
Big stuff. Big doings.
I'm good at keeping secrets, but I'm bad at, like, if I get something for Seth, I want to give it to him 5 minutes later.
Right.
I'm bad at those things.
Yeah.
This feels like such a gift. And it took so much. I found out about this, like, in the beginning of summer.
Right.
I wasn't going to, but I've kept it under wraps.
He has. Well, for the most part, he kept it under wraps. We were talking one day, and it was totally an accident. He didn't mean to do it. He had it slip, and I'm like, huh? Wait a minute. Is this the... Oh, okay. All right. That's right. But as you can tell, I was very good.
Did
I didn't say anything
either.
At all to anybody. Yes. So,
But mazel tov, salut to Bria and Matt. Very excited about
it. Congratulations, you two.
And even with that, Bria was from 1 o'clock yesterday to 1 in the morning at her polling place, helping work the polls over there and helping democracy ring. I am very, very proud of that young lady. lady and appreciative of the work that her and her team and all of our local teams and all of our local offices did. Take some pride in your people, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Because that's what made this happen yesterday. So a big thank you to all of them, our civic news team, and everybody that went out there and voted. Good on you, everybody. A big thank you to everybody out there. And Seth, we have something lined up today that we have been dying to talk about. And no, it is not my oldest having a baby.
No, no.
It is our WFHR WIRI parking lot party.
It's here. We finally made it. It's here today. Starting at noon, so make sure you guys come around. Anytime between noon and 6, we'll be here. All kinds of stuff going on. And we've been talking a little bit about some of the groups that will be here. So let's get a little more into the details. We do have the Wood County Health Department. They will be joining us today.
Yeah.
They're going to have some information about immunizations. They've got some materials and giveaways for the bike share program. We've got a staff person from WIC will also be bringing some information and some materials from Parents as Teachers program, which is very cool. So they're going to be all here for that. We're also going to be having some animals here. Yes, live animals.
Yes.
Talking about the staff here. We're talking about actual animals.
But don't feed the staff. don't feed us.
We'll have to put a sign up.
You'll never get rid of us.
They'll be here from noon to 2, and that's coming from the Aquarium Pet Shop and Grooming. They will be inside the building. They have to be because of, environmental things. So if you want to come see the animals, that's from noon to 2 today inside here, and you can come in and check that out. Also inside, our good friends from Edge VR are going to be here with some virtual reality. Get to try that. If you've never done it before, please check it out.
Oh, yeah.
He was here yesterday, and Pam got to try it out, which was really awesome. She really liked it. She thought it was cool.
A big shout out to Thomas. Sent a video over of that. It was fantastic. It was my palate cleanser to start the morning. It was perfect.
We also are going to have the VFW will be here as well, represented by Sean Plant, the commander of the group over there.
Big thank you to Sean for stopping by.
Yep. And just one big note, everyone, because this is in the parking lot, you can't park here. Our parking lot will be closed. You can park on the street here on 17th. You can park right across the street at the Bread and Butter. This is the overflow parking they have that's facing our building. So don't take up their regular parking spots like up against the building. Just the ones there so you can cross over there. You can also go down the road here on, by the zoo,
there's some
parking there too. There's some public parking there that you can take a little stroll. And the weather's going to be nice today. So, hey. Maybe it'll be nice to have a nice little walk as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having you by. We're going to have some jobs here, radio jobs here, that the kids are going to be able to learn different techniques and things about radio. They're even going to be able to record themselves and take that home on a USB drive.
Yes, that's a bracelet. Which is so cool.
It's so cool. I want one of those so bad. It's so cool. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to not only all of that, but you can take a picture with Agatha. Over in WIRI, we're going to be playing your music from noon to 6. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for getting us those requests. Mm-hmm. I'll be live and direct from 4 to 6. It's live radio. I don't have an outline. Who knows what could happen?
Who knows what's going to happen?
It's going to be fun. It will be. I'll tell you that. It's going to be great radio. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, not only bring your appetite, but bring some cash maybe as well, because El Taco Social Food Truck's going to be down here from noon to 6. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to them for stopping by. That is going to be great. All of this, of course, you know how we do things around here at WFHR. We like to have a good time. We like to have fun. Real radio. It's usually less, improv and all that, as you can tell by me talking right now. All of this we do along with trying to put into our community and support our community. Mm-hmm. That is our first and number one job around here, is to support this area, to promote this area of WFHR, of all of Central Wisconsin, but specifically in Rapids here, of course, and our close cities in Nakusa and that. And we encourage you to bring a donation for the food pantry, school supply drive, or Humane Society. Do that. You'll be entered to win a prize.
Yep. A very cool door prize. Yep.
Very cool. And we're very appreciative about that. Excited about it. And we're looking forward to also one of the more important parts of this. You guys get out, you have a good time, kids come down, enjoy themselves. Maybe it sparks an interest in radio. Who knows?
You never know.
But this is your opportunity also to talk to us.
Yep.
We're going to have name tags on. You're going to be able to put a face to the name. That's going to be kind of cool. But you'll also be able to give us, I want to talk to people about the WIRI playlist.
Yeah.
I want to talk to people about what we're doing here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. We want your feedback. This is your opportunity. No middleman. Write straight to us. You can literally talk to the program director right there and talk about programming. You can't ask for much more of an opportunity than that.
Traditionally, there was this wall between the people and, you know, like the program director at a radio station. It's like the ivory tower. You know, you can't, you know, no, we bestow upon you what we're going to be doing on the air. We don't want to do that at all.
No.
That day is past. We're way past that. And I think thanks to Civic Media, they've given us the opportunity to really reach out and really listen to the people in the community, what they want to hear. So
they could not have been more supportive about this. Yep. We were looking at different things we could do to get involved with the community, be out there more and do more things. And kind of we had a couple of ideas we've been doing so far, but this one was one of the ones that we all kind of were like, yeah, we really want to do this. Mm-hmm. And I come from a radio background where you ask for things, and maybe if you're lucky, 6-7 months later, something, you might get an answer. Not the answer you want, possibly, but an answer.
But finally an answer, right.
Instantly, Civic was back at us. Our owner, Sage, was back at us like, yeah, what do you need? It wasn't we could or couldn't do it. It was, what do you need?
Yeah.
That is how much Civic believes in this area, believes in what we're doing. And a big thank you to them for that. This is going to be a fun time today. Noon to 6. Come on down the whole day if you want.
Yep.
Or come by when you can.
Yep.
Again, keep the parking in mind.
Yep.
And bring your smile and your appetite, everybody.
Yep. And I was going to say... And bring your body to put cover, but I don't want people to come shirtless. So
yeah,
we got a whole bunch of new shirts we're giving away too. So
it's a good thing.
But wear
a
shirt.
It's a good thing you said that. It's nice out today. I was going to take every chance I can not to wear the shirt. All right, I'll wear a shirt. Fine. Noon to 6, our WFHR WYRI parking lot party going on today. We are so excited about this. Come on down. It won't be the same without you, everybody. We'll get to our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club now. It's the morning show on WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and celebrate our great friends over at El Cafe who are open. They're open.
They're open, everyone.
Head on over there. Get some great food, mm-hmm. great atmosphere, great people. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Might notice the music's a little different this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That is the stylish banjo playing of one Steve Martin mm-hmm. playing in the background. Little preview of our celebrity birthdays today. Couldn't help myself. Wanted to just get a little bit of the Mr. Martin in there for
very
you.
Good, very good.
A little more later for you. But we encourage you to get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep in mind, you can direct message us through our Facebook pages, like the page, send us your birthdays and anniversaries that way. We'd love to get them. And of course, you can call up
424-2600.
Call up and join the conversation.
Please do.
Looking forward to hearing from you, everybody. Call up and join us. We'd mm-hmm. love to hear from you. We got 4 possible qualifiers on the list today. Seth, give me a 1 through 4.
4. I don't go out there very often.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. All right. And we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pete Crone.
Happy birthday, Pete.
One of my oldest friends, Pete, one of the original people I met out here and everything.
Okay.
There was a gang of us that just hung out all the time.
A gang?
Yeah, that's old habits.
A group
of us. Sometimes maybe a gang.
Maybe felt like it, a little gang-like.
Pete is one of the more original characters you will ever meet. An incredible heart, wonderful, wonderful person, and done a lot in this area. Pete is a 3-time black belt, and as well as in Taekwondo. Mm. I've seen the man do his not only performances but teaching and everything. He's incredibly talented. Among all those things, also just a great heart, great soul. Wishing you a great day, Pete. Talk to you a little bit later.
Mm.
We say happy birthday to Sandy Bumgart.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Another old friend of mine. Sandy celebrating a birthday today. Wonderful human being, mom, all of the above. Sandy,
very cool.
Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
We wish a happy 42nd anniversary, 42, Woo. To Dale and Laurie Schumann.
Oh, Dale?
Schunemann. Sorry.
Schunemann? Okay.
Schunemann.
Happy anniversary, you two.
Dale and Loria, I hope mm-hmm. you guys have a great, fantastic 42nd. Enjoy your anniversary, you two.
It's a good number.
And this is just how it works out sometimes, everybody. Seth can't see the list.
I can't.
Our qualifiers today, Dave and Terry Mueller.
Oh, Dave and Terry, congratulations.
Of course, longtime listeners out there remember Dave Mueller as one of our best and our favorite sports announcers here for very many, many years before
very cool.
I don't know if Dave retired, but kind of took a step back.
Moved
from that
on, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Went into retirement from his other job, mm-hmm. so kind of stopped doing that. But Dave was one of my favorite people to talk to and to work with in this job.
Very cool.
Got the chance to call a game with Dave, and it was a blast. I had such a good time with him, and, mm-hmm. and Terry's amazing. As well, but Dave not technically working here anymore, so
there you go. He can qualify.
I think that might be the first time he has too.
Oh, that's great.
So Dave and Terry, happy anniversary to you two, and you're our qualifiers.
All right,
keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, mm-hmm. everybody. We love celebrating with you. We take a look at our celebrity list. Tim Tebow is 37. Wow.
He's only 37?
Yeah.
It seems like he's been around for so long.
One of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time.
Yep.
Had a lot, say whatever you will about his pro career, mm-hmm. had a longer pro career than a lot of people on draft day were giving him like an opportunity.
That's
to.
True.
Had a couple of big playoff, one big playoff win.
Yep.
And then some moments,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
Certainly doesn't compete with what he did in college.
Right.
In college, a two-time Heisman winner, multiple national champion and all those things.
Right.
An incredible career.
And then he tried the whole baseball thing.
Which he
came close. He had some time, but he never quite made it.
You know, I there was a lot of talk at that time if he was taking up a roster spot or any of these kind of things. I don't know. It was the Mets. I mean, you know.
To be fair, it was the Mets.
It's the Mets. I mean, you know, who cares? Mila Kunis is 41. Wonderful actor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Catherine Bell is 56. Sarah Mac McKenzie on JAG and Cassie in Good Witch.
Right. Yes.
Good show.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic actor. Halle Berry is 58 today.
Wow.
Wonderful.
One of the best of her generation.
Yeah, she really
is. I think so.
She really is. Her work stands up. Monsters Ball.
Yeah,
that was man. Her performance in Monsters
right.
Ball.
Whew. Oh, I thought you were going to say Catwoman. No, I'm just kidding.
That was one of the only things missing from like the throwbacks of some of the characters in the Deadpool movie. I would have liked to see her as Catwoman.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
The wonderful, the incredibly talented, the beautiful voice, Sarah Brightman, 64.
Wow, yeah.
Christine in Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, her ex-husband, Andrew Lloyd Webber, wrote the musical version of Phantom. He was already planning to cast her as Christine and wrote the music of the night just for her.
How about that?
It's part of the reason why when you hear her sing that, or it really mm-hmm. hear it sung, really.
Right.
It I don't know. I always think of her. I've heard some really good mm-hmm. performances. I've even heard like a good karaoke version of that song.
Mm-hmm.
Like that song's, I don't know, but I'm no singer, but it feels like a song that a lot of good singers can perform,
mm-hmm.
but she's the one.
Right,
she's the one that owns that song.
Right, and to have
that character,
and to be even just doing that one role on that one show, she's a Broadway legend just by doing that. I mean, I know she did
something.
A lot of other stuff too, but still.
The one everybody talks about whenever she comes up. Marcy Gay Harden is 65, amazing character actor.
Yes,
Oscar
winner.
She
had a great career. Yeah,
you know, you don't say that about many character actors.
No.
Oscar winner.
Yep.
And we don't talk about female actors enough as character actors, but there's a lot of great ones out there. But
there.
You notice
mm-hmm.
that you never hear them referred to that way. When that is a compliment,
mm-hmm.
that is one of the ultimate. You ask most actors, you ask any actors in this room,
mm-hmm.
we don't want to be typed. We don't want to be able to be typecast. A character actor is one of the greatest at that, most versatile at being able to break type. The greatest point guard I ever saw, the greatest handles I ever saw in basketball, Magic Johnson is 65. Mm-hmm.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Yes, Irvin. I just I can't tell you how much as a kid watching sports I enjoyed watching basketball, and mm-hmm. I was a Bulls fan and all that, so mm-hmm. I of course watched that team. There were players I enjoyed in other teams, but there was I liked Magic and Kareem so much. I am a minor Lakers fan because of those two. Even to this day, I can't help myself.
Can't be friends anymore. But anyway,
I don't blame anybody. one of the baddest things, and I mean bad and good, I ever saw in sports was Magic Johnson multiple times being able to do these no-look passes, these behind-the-back passes, and doing it with this gigantic smile on his face. And I heard players talk about how they couldn't get mad at him because, well, he was smiling at me. It was certainly noteworthy what he was able to overcome, and and really, whether it was intentional or not, really not only bringing HIV home to a lot of people, to this, especially the sports fan.
Yes,
hopefully bringing more awareness about what that disease is and that virus is, and how what it is, and all those things, but also. Not normalizing it, but making it much more, really a huge piece in the where we are now with it.
Yes,
Princess Di comes first. What she was able to do during that time and hugging and holding HIV patients and that, nothing can compete. But we don't get to that without her. But what Magic did, again, unintentional or not, really humanized it for a lot of people and really brought it to, well, if it can happen to him, kind of thing.
Right.
It was also the first time it was really noted that a celebrity had this without catching it in other ways.
Right.
You know, and there were so many layers to this and everything with Magic that it was noteworthy.
I think there were two sports incidents that happened with that that really brought it. And then one of them was Magic actually coming out and saying he had HIV, which was, you know, good that he came out. Said, but also the death of Arthur Ashe was the other one, which really brought it home to, you know, it wasn't just, you know, a certain group of people that got this. It was everyone was could be a victim of it for a lot of different reasons.
Both were necessary examples. Arthur through a blood transfusion,
that's
Magic
right.
through sex.
Yep.
So both were both noteworthy.
Yep.
And Magic through straight sex, which which was also noteworthy at the time because there was plenty of people.
Everyone was just saying it's just, you know, a certain group of the population. Right,
right. All added to the greatest point guard of all time's career.
Right.
Just my opinion.
Plus, he was a bigger point guard.
Yeah.
At the time, man, they were all the little guys, you know.
I didn't even get into the fact that one of the greatest, if not the greatest moment in NBA championship history, this guy playing injured, playing the center position, and winning a championship. Like, just incredible career. Incredible career for Mr. Rusty Wallace as well. 68 for him, NASCAR Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Drove the number 2 Dodge Intrepid for Miller Lite. I remember that vehicle.
The Miller Lite car.
Let's see here. Daniel Steele is 77.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful author. I've never read any of
your written
books.
Written a lot of books.
Yeah, you can't.
Sold a lot of books, yeah.
Like her or not, you have to respect how much work she has put out there. Let's see here. Dash Crofts is 84. Seals and Crofts. Diamond Girl, Get Closer, and of course, Summer Breeze.
Summer Breeze, make me. Yeah, love my soft rock.
It's nothing like it. David Crosby would have been 83 today, born in 1941. Mm. Another noteworthy name.
Yep.
And of course, you heard me talking earlier, Mr. Steve Martin is 79 today. Not only one of the greater, funnier stand-up comedians any of us will ever see, SNL really helped Saturday Night Live get to where it is today. Fantastic actor. One of the first movies I ever fell in love with was The Jerk. I could not get enough of that movie as a little kid. I just thought it was the most silly, hilarious, ridiculous thing I'd ever seen. Uh-huh. And I saw Steve Martin as King Tut. I saw him on Saturday Night Live. I didn't know that he was that kind of guy, that he could do those kind of characters. I would go on, like many of us, to see Steve Martin do amazing characters over and over. And don't let it be lost in the shuffle. A Simple Twist of Fate. It's a movie that he directed. It's a serious performance, and he knocks it out the park. That man can thespian. He can act. Gets all this in, does all these things. Could easily ride that out in his career. But you hear him right now, he's got a passion and a love for banjo. We knew this back in the King Tut days.
Yep.
And he would go on to play banjo with other bands and get a record deal
and
be a Grammy winner and all that. And if you follow him on Twitter, and I'm going to keep calling it that, he does these little, I was just playing for you, these little things he does. That was him on a Sunday morning in the woods just playing. And just posted it.
Yep.
And it's a perfect way to start your Sunday. Steve Martin playing banjo.
You know, there's a comment that his character in Only Murders in the Building makes about he can play any instrument that he picks up. I think that is actually Steve Martin. I think he can. He's one of those people that he just picks up an instrument. He just intuitively knows how to play it.
It's noteworthy you bring that one up. Again, his career being what it is, he does not need to do anything else. He really wanted, he came up with this show with a friend of his, and he really liked the idea. idea, but one of the reasons he wanted to do it was not the paycheck, not the notoriety, all these things. He, one of his best friends, Martin Short, and giving him an opportunity. You know what? I've had these opportunities. I just told you about A Simple Twist of Fate. He'd been able to direct all these things. We've seen Martin do serious work. Never got to see, though, with Martin Short.
No.
Until now.
Yes.
Martin Short has done nothing but amazing work his whole career. Oh, my God. I'm totally freaking out. You know, Ed Grimley, all the comedy. Yep. Best work of his career is in Murders and Only Murders in the Building.
I was blown away when I saw how good he was in that. It was just amazing.
I've studied everything that guy has done, both these guys have done, and I did not know he had that gear in him, that he could go to that speed. Martin Short impresses me beyond belief. And it happens with Martin, Steve Martin, because of Steve Martin and that performance, and him bringing him into the
fold. Bringing him all in there,
Just an incredible entertainer, and one of the ones that I appreciate the most. Happy birthday to Mr. Steve Martin, and a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating.
Indeed.
Treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe, everybody. We encourage you to visit our friends over there at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Little Sir Elton to play us in.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever.
My favorite song. My favorite Elton song by far and away.
This was his comeback song after a kind of a fallow period for him. 1983, he just jumped back in there. Yeah.
If anybody asked me, well, what is so great about Elton John? What his versatility, his songwriting ability, all those things. This song encompasses it perfectly to me. Mm-hmm. Levon is close, I think.
Oh, Levon's great. I love one of my favorites.
There's a lot. I mean, he's got a million great songs. Oh, he does. Yes. But if I'm being picky and I can hear one Elton John song, it's That's Why I Call It the Blues. Mm-hmm. Easily for me. I don't know why. As a little kid, though, I just love that song.
It's great.
As a kid, though, I didn't realize it was his comeback song.
Of course not. You wouldn't know that. Yeah.
It was interesting. We're going to be interested to hear from our good friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Gosh, it's Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I totally forgot.
Wicked awesome Word of Wednesday coming up. But we got to get into a couple of other things real quick first, Seth. This one right here, here's a fun idea that can go real sideways real quick.
Okay.
You know, and here's something to always ask yourself before you do things, everybody. What could go wrong? You know, what could go wrong?
Gosh, those are famous last words, right?
Yeah. Someone in New York turned a leaky fire hydrant into a makeshift koi pond, and it sounds like a kind of a cool idea.
Okay, yeah.
So this is the city thing. You know, this is something you do in the city. It's where we got rooftop gardens from. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of those, you know, incorporating. Yep. We learned this from nature. Anybody that has seen old train tracks and seen the grass
grow
and everything
over it,
grow
yeah.
over and everything, mm-hmm. we do that similar with our infrastructure mm-hmm. and building on it. Many people might disagree with this, but a lot of real graffiti artists, that's the intention of beautifying mm-hmm. some of these plain blank structures.
Right.
I'm not talking about the, you know, so-and-so was here stuff.
Right.
I'm talking about some of the murals and different things.
The real art, yeah, right.
Some of those. So this is all kind of like where that comes from. Mm-hmm. The hydrant is a Bed-Stuy in a neighborhood in Brooklyn. A little shout out to the Bed-Stuy reference there and everything in New York.
Yes.
It's not clear if it was already leaking or if someone opened it up. But earlier this month, a guy bought 100 goldfish at a pet store for $16, dumped them in a puddle, and they've been thriving. They've been doing really good there.
Man, those things will live through anything.
Yeah, they truly are maybe the most indestructible thing on the planet. That and Keith Richards. Goldfish.
Koi fish and Keith Richards.
That's it. And I'm showing Seth a picture of this right now.
Okay. So it's, I was trying to figure out what this was, but there's like a little section of concrete that's missing around the hydrant, so it's like a little ecosystem there. That's really cool. Yeah.
It's not, and I don't think this is inhumane or cruel or anything, in part because of the fish he chose. If you don't know, goldfish, Seth isn't off completely.
Right.
They are quite dependent.
Adaptable is really,
incredibly adaptable.
Yeah.
Incredibly the way that they are able to breathe in almost any type of water.
Yes.
There is a reason why you can get them at all the circuses.
That's right. They live.
So a group of neighbors had been feeding them three times a day, and it became a local landmark after videos went viral. People are showing up to feed the fish and take pictures. Some are even calling it the Bed-Stuy Aquarium. And that's pretty cool and everything.
Yeah.
And of course, there is a follow-up to that.
Oh,
we will
yes.
get to the follow-up in a oh. moment. That's a tease, everybody.
Cliffhanger.
We get to we got to, because he's calling up and we go right to him. Our
yep.
good friend Phil Hartley joins us every Wednesday in this time slot to give us our wicked awesome word of Wednesday. We send a big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Big shindig today.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
yeah, we are excited about this one. Yeah, yeah. We are very excited about this. We hope to see you and any of your team stop on by if you're able to. We know how busy you are, Phil, but we'd mm-hmm. love to see you guys as always, and always encourage you to stop on by, whether you got a reason to or not. I mean, you
right.
can just come by. This is as much your place.
Microphone. I might not leave for a while.
Hey, that's all right.
We'd love to have you, Phil, and we'd love to know what's going on over there. How are things going at Quality Plus?
No, it's doing really well. I love the change in weather, and a lot of the schools are gearing up for this year, and so we're getting a lot of things ready for them as well. So it's been a busy week. It's been good.
And I imagine it's only going to get busier as we get through into the beginning and through the school year
into
and everything.
September, yeah.
Do you want to remind all of our local schools, our principals, really everybody out there, you got printing needs, you got to go to Quality Plus.
Yeah.
Not only are they going to give you outstanding work that is fantastic. I've seen that work. All of us have in the community.
All around here,
But they are so creative over there, and they're going to give you a different spin on your events or different things that you have going on. A presentation, if you will, that most businesses cannot give you. The creativity that they have over there is unparalleled. Encourage you to head out over to Quality Plus Printing for all your printing needs.
Yay!
We couldn't understand you, Phil. I broke up a little bit there. What was that?
I said, I got to hire you just to stand in the front door and tell everybody.
That's right.
That's
what you need.
Honestly, that is what I'm gearing for. this is all building up to that, where I just stand out there your whole day and just. Step right up. Hey, everybody, come up and say. Phil, we made the audience wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Hey, yeah, right. So here we go. So this one, I don't know. I like this one. We're going to go with Foodle.
Foodle.
Which is Footle, and we all could use a little bit of this. I mean, not all the time, but just to talk or act foolishly.
Oh!
To waste time.
This is something we have to teach James.
Yeah.
How to waste a little time, man. Come on.
I really, really
you
could
learn
actually,
some foodling, you know?
You got to see if Mid-State has a class on foodle. I got to check that out.
That'd be awesome.
That is one of the funnest words you've brought us, Phil. I've never heard that word before.
Me neither.
Foodle. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I guess it's got a British origin, you know, so over there.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but.
Very cool.
Yeah, as probably the most serious person anybody has ever met, I will say that everybody needs a little foodle in their life.
That's
everybody.
Right.
Everybody does.
Yeah, there's no doubt. That's why I chose this one. I've been coming up with some, I like some of the words lately, but this one is once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
You got a foodle.
Act the foodle.
I don't know if there's any way of doing this. I will admit I haven't been able to do this with every word, but there's about six or seven words I've kept and I'm keeping track of.
Oh,
and
nice.
I think at the end of the year it'd be fun to go over some of these go over some of our favorites. This is going to be one of them.
That's definitely one of them.
The foodle is definitely going to get there. That's a great one, Phil.
I'm glad somebody keeps track of the words.
He's not. He's just going to.
Phil, any big projects, any projects in particular that you want to tell us about that you guys got going on right now?
No, I mean, again, right now, Tracy's doing a lot of design work for the fall sports books, you know, for both function already or a full-scale work, and a lot of pictures being taken already of the teams starting to happen as they're starting to come together. Yesterday was first day of tennis practice for Assumption.
Ooh,
I know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right that's
on,
right.
Right on, right on.
My eighth year in this game, so how long I last. It's a lot of fun. So a lot of sports projects, some work for Mid-State, some continuing education catalogs that they get coming. A lot of the school departments are keeping us busy right now, which we're very happy to do.
It's going to be you got an exciting year ahead, and we're looking forward to not only seeing what you guys put out there in the community, Phil, but also hanging out with you and hanging out with you on Wednesdays and everything. Do want to remind everybody, WAM Incorporated is looking for local heroes. Send Phil a message on Facebook through their Quality Plus Printing page, or send it to us, and we'll make sure they get it. Give us a couple lines about a local hero, somebody that you think would not only be deserves a spotlight on them, but maybe even their face on a t-shirt. We encourage you to reach out to us with all of our local heroes and get them to our friends at Wham Incorporated. Phil, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hope today is awesome. You got great weather, so I'm sure it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Appreciate you, Phil. Have a great day. Have a foodle day. You and your team over there. We appreciate the gang over at Quality Plus Printing getting the words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Join them at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the things they are doing and even reach out to them.
Yep.
Not only with those hometown heroes, but maybe ideas you have.
Yes.
Be sure to hit them up for all your printing needs. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
Seth, let's go ahead and wrap up our
Should we wrap up the cliffhanger there? Let's do that. Yeah.
So when we left our Bed-Stuy Aquarium, things were going okay, but unfortunately, the city of New York does not love the idea.
Yeah.
They say the leaky hydrant could impact the availability of water if there's a fire or affect water pressure within the whole system. They've sent workers out to turn it off multiple times, but people keep turning it back on to save the fish.
Oh, boy.
The city put out a statement saying we love goldfish also, but we know there is a better home for them on than on a sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the better home idea might catch on eventually. The people who have been feeding the fish said that they'll distribute them to kids around the neighborhood if they need to.
Yeah.
But they like to keep the pond going as long as possible. Mm-hmm. Someone started a GoFundMe hoping to raise enough money to make it a permanent tourist attraction, which doesn't seem very realistic.
No, it's not.
The fish won't survive once the temperatures drop and things like birds, dogs, cats, rats
are going to come fishing, literally. They're going to come,
This now, every one of those things that I just mentioned could not be happier about this, specifically the rats.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute.
Free food. Yeah.
Like, I'm full of pizza. I've had enough pizza. I need a little
some fresh fish,
I need it, Tommy. I want something else. What do you got? Hey, man, they got some goldfish pod just sitting there over there. Just put goldfish in there. The fish won't survive any of those things.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Goldfish are almost indestructible.
Yeah, we still can get eaten. That's like the primal thing, right?
And unfortunately, people have also been stealing the fish to either save them or take them home as souvenirs.
That's weird.
What, man?
Stop it.
It's New York. There's literally a billion things you can use as a souvenir around there.
Yeah.
Like, that's messed up to me.
This is cool as a temporary thing.
Yeah,
you can't keep this going. You've listed all the reasons just now, James. I mean, it's one of those things. The city does have a very good point, you know, that they want the water pressure. It's a waste of water, too, you know, and things like that. You know, you've seen all the movies and the TV shows, you know, where the kids in the fire hydrant playing. That's very illegal, everybody. I don't know if people know that. You're not supposed to do that.
I can tell you verbatim that it is. We did this. We did and we got in major trouble for this one.
Yes, yeah.
We were lucky to get not get into more trouble,
actually. Probably because you're kids, but
Yeah, that was a big
something
part
to do with it.
And they couldn't figure out which one of us did it.
Okay.
It was the one with the really big hands. We will take a quick time out. Is there a statute of limitations?
There is a statute. I think you're fine. I think you're good.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. Couple of tall guys. You can lean on us if you can reach our shoulders. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take it to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour. Got some entertainment in there. We're going to have some fun with this story about this bear I wanted to get to yesterday, Seth.
More bear stories.
Yes, yes. And pop culture facts from the 90s you might not know.
All right. Can't wait.
Like, this is a 90s. No. This is the original.
This is the original from the 70s. So,
no.
Yeah. Bill Withers, yeah.
You know it's not the 90s cover because it doesn't have that wonderful 1989 beat to it or 80s beat. Oh, my. Oh my God, that beat and the it's not, if you just isolate the lyric, the vocal, it's not bad.
Yeah.
But oh man, that beat did
dates
not hang
it
up
so horribly.
I've been going through this thing where I've been going through and watching old nostalgic movies that I just enjoy everything. The Princess Bride and some of that stuff. With the podcast Bree and I are doing, some of those movies are popping up.
Right.
And there's a certain audition that I'm gearing up for from CWAC for Clue that I wanted to watch Clue again and everything. I'm going through and I'm watching some of these, and I watch a little bit of Lady Hawk. which is,
oh my God,
I think one of the sneaky better like 80s ideas. Yep. Not so much the movie, but the
execution
the idea
wasn't great, but yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick, wonderful performance. Rucker Hauer, incredible. We don't say enough about 80s Rucker Hauer.
Yeah.
Incredible.
He was actually really good.
He really was. He really was, especially in those kind of roles, similar to Blade Runner and that kind of thing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
My God. I am prepared to say this. The worst soundtrack or worst music to accompany a movie of all time.
Love it.
I like the attempt. They wanted to have, it's the 80s. We're going to have some synth music in there for this movie that takes place in like Middle Earth or something.
Yeah. This forgotten era. It's like, yeah, it just totally doesn't fit at all, right?
And on paper, it's not a bad idea.
Right.
I think that something similar happened with A Knight's Tale. With the Heath Ledger movie and everything, where they incorporated some music. And they pulled that off fairly well, I think.
Yeah.
But, man, no, not Lady Hawk.
Isn't Michelle Pfeiffer in that, too?
In Lady Hawk? Yeah,
yes.
She is.
Yeah, that's right.
She's
incredible
in it, too. Yeah, she's incredible in that movie. It's one of those movies where, with all these remakes, I'd actually like to see them remake that one and make it really good.
They could probably make it a lot better,
It's not a bad story idea. It's not a bad story idea, just not written very well. And more pop culture 90s facts for you a little bit
later.
That's
coming up.
Looking forward to that. But, I don't know about this one. Coca-Cola is teaming up with Nabisco for an Oreo-flavored soda and a Coca-Cola-flavored cookie.
Okay. All right.
Now, this is a little bit different. We don't see this one very often where both teams are doing something different. They say the soda has a refreshing Coca-Cola taste with flavorful hints inspired by Oreos. But unlike the cookies, it's zero sugar. They say the cookie-flavored cookies have the, quote, Coca-Cola-inspired taste fans know and love.
Okay.
On one side of each Oreo is red and the white cream and the red edible glitter mixed in.
Oh, gotcha.
Both are being rolled out in stores next month. They're also selling a frozen version of the drink at McDonald's and 7-Eleven. And if that's not enough for you, they're looping in two more big brands, Spotify and Forever 21. Huh?
Huh.
They're calling it their besties promo. They say it was inspired by how friends often become a, quote, combination of their very best traits, each making even the other one better. Okay. The packaging will have a QR code you can use to sync up music preferences with your friends on Spotify. And Forever 21 will have a bunch of Bestie Mode brand clothing you can buy for under $20.
Wait, Bestie Mode?
I know. I know. Now, I don't know if any of this is going to do well. I don't know if any of this is a great idea. But I will say, I'm actually going to say a tip of the hat to the marketing people and all these people working together on this.
Yeah.
This is at least something different, something
new. Yes, it
new.
Is. Yeah.
And you don't see very often where four corporations work together. That's kind of impressive in its own.
That is.
I don't know if any of this is going to be good or not.
Right.
But I could see this being what happens more and more going forward, where you see, clothing company, soda company, this company, people in different worlds coming together to try to market to, because nobody knows how to market to young people. That's what this is all about.
Right.
If you are in the age range outside of 18 to 34 or 18 to 29, they don't care as much about us.
No.
That's just the way it is. That's the way marketing works. They are that coveted 18 to 25 demo is what everybody desperately wants.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I reach those people? Well, I'm Coca-Cola. I'm Oreo. I've been around forever. That age range hasn't liked me or talked to me in a long time. How do I get them to pay attention to me? I don't know if Forever 21 does it. I don't know if Spotify does it, but it's worth a chance.
Man, and the clothing companies right now are probably like tearing their hair out trying to figure this out. I was over this last weekend, I was camping with my family and I was talking with my 18-year-old nephew, Henry, who's going to college this fall. And he was just talking about going to thrift stores.
Yeah.
It's like a thing, man.
Yep.
It's not just getting the clothes. It's like an event. It's like, let's get everyone together and see if we can find some stuff that we want at any. We're going to hit all the thrift stores in Minneapolis. He's like, he's trying to find all the thrift stores in like Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's like, wow, there's a lot there. It's like, maybe we'll find some good ones.
It is the one of the, like, of all the trends that have come around from generations, especially clothing wise, it's the coolest one I've ever heard of.
It's really neat.
This is beyond a big tip of the hat to the generation that just got this rolling. I can't think of a cooler thing right there. Not only is that, unfortunately, this came from a lot of that generation realizing that we need to stop muddying up the planet, and we've got enough clothing and
cost. considerations as well. That yeah, as well. Can't yes, afford new clothes, well. Right? Yeah,
but it's still one of the cooler trends. This
it is very cool. Yeah,
and I think that this could be a new trend as far as seeing all these companies mm-hmm. coming together and working to market to people.
Trying to find that that golden area, right?
It'll be interesting to see at the very least mm-hmm. how this happens and what develops. And I think that the people have spoken. The old ways of advertising just aren't working the way they used to. We got this right away in radio. Because if we didn't, we literally wouldn't be here.
It'd be done, yeah. You
know, and not just us. I mean radio in general,
right.
As a whole. Radio had to figure out in real time, especially during the pandemic when there was not as much advertising. Hey, people are back. People are listening to us again. This is
more,
awesome.
Yeah.
How do we make this last?
Mm-hmm.
And in advertising and marketing and all that, along with radio companies and good people in all these industries mm-hmm. have really helped to make that happen.
Right.
It seems like the rest of people are kind of catching up with this.
Yeah, and exactly.
It should be interesting to see where it develops. We got an interesting hour ahead, everybody. We're looking forward to it. I do want to remind everybody, the summer meal program for kids, free meals for kids, 18 and under, is going on until the 16th. You can go over to the Mead Park Splash Pad from 11:30 to 12:30 to pick up one of those meals. Winter Park Shelter. Right outside of the Aquatic Center until the 16th, 11:30 to 12:30. You can pick up one of these meals. Spread the word about this. Let's make sure not one kid in our community is hungry.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be back with more show on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming.